Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Julian Hayes II, back at it again with another episode. And today we are talking all about exercise, working out, training, whichever word you want to use. Now, there is a little difference between all of those, but that's getting lost in the semantics, which I don't want it to do. So in a nutshell, what we are doing today is talking about how to program your weekly exercise regimen for optimal performance in both health and business, because as we know, this podcast is about the marriage between health and business. We are trying to be equally as successful as we are in the gym, as we are in the boardroom, or wherever we conduct our business at. So as an entrepreneur, exercising multiple times a week is a necessity, because you have to be mentally sharp and you have to be able to operate with unwavering focus each and every day. You know, our purpose as an entrepreneur exercising, is to make our brain as resilient as it can be and to remove as much stress as possible so we're not distracted in the boardroom, the bedroom, or whenever it's family time or any other venture of life that we are embarking in. And so when we think about cognitive fitness, you could break this down into 10 areas. And number one is going to be your memory. Number two is going to be your attention. Number three is going to be motor control. Number four is sensory processing and perception. Number five is things such as organizing, planning, and logic. Six is language. Seven is social and emotional functioning. Eight is computation and calculation. Nine is motivation. And last but not least, the 10th one is creativity and imagination. And when you're training and exercising, each of those 10 points that I mentioned are very much being affected. Now, the type of exercise you do is going to specifically address different areas of those 10 that I discussed, which is why we're going to go over the four areas of training that will encompass and take care of all of those areas. So the general population needs maybe 3 to 4 days a week to work out, because they're just trying to look good without their clothes on, and they're trying to burn some fat and just basic things. But as the entrepreneur, the high performer, the one with ambition, the one with definite purpose, 5 to 6 days is ideal. Because it's not just about the body, it's about the brain. You can even say it's about the spirit, it's about the soul, it's about the confidence. Because when we add all these things up, this is how we're sharp every day. This is how we're focused every day. This is how we're moving with intention day by day. Now, a lot of times when we talk to people, and maybe you're this way, or maybe some of your friends are this way, and you ask them about their exercise regimen, they have no purpose with it. There is no plan with it. It's, I try to hit the gym 2 to 3 times a week, but what are you doing at the gym? Because I work out at a commercial gym. And the thing that I notice is people are working their ass off a lot of times. It's not that people are lazy in there. A lot of people work really hard. They're not necessarily working the smartest, I would say, but they're working really hard. But there's a critical mistake that they're making. And it's that there's no rhyme or reason for what they're doing. There's no definite purpose. There's no progression with their training. They're just going in there to exercise and work a sweat. But there's no plan of where they're going with their exercising. And so this leaves them in no man's land. It leaves them just continually on the hamster wheel of just circling, 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 working hard, but getting no progress. So what I want to do here, in case you're one of those people, is I want to go over four critical areas to training that I program weekly with myself and that I also program weekly with any client that I consult with or advise. And I'm going to run through these four really quickly, and then I will go back and explain a little bit on each one. So the first area is stability. The next area is strength. The next area is aerobic. And the fourth area is anaerobic. And aerobic's more oxygen cardiovascular wise, where anaerobic's more high intensity style of training. So let's circle back up and let's start with stability. So stability is the least sexy one. I will admit that. And this is probably one of the ones where I had to learn the hard way about stability before I really paid attention to it. And by saying I had to learn the hard way, that is another way of saying I had to get injured before I really started taking it seriously. So when we think about stability, it's just like it sounds. You can throw posture in here as well. Think about this. Think about how many times that the world we live in now, people are on their computers a lot. And I give you this exercise to try. Next time you go out in public, I want you to look at people's posture and look at how many people's shoulders are caved in instead of just out in their normal anatomical position that they should be in. But look how many people's shoulders are rounded in. And it's all from the computer. And it's also those muscles around there that are not being strengthened and addressed. And that's a big area, because our posture, our posing, communicates in itself before we even have to say anything. And in the business world, everything counts. In the business world, you have 7 seconds to make a first impression. And think about coming in there with this strong, open, powerful posture. And then think about coming in there the other way, vice versa, where your shoulders are more rounded in. So that's just one small example. Another area when you think about stability is core stability. A lot of times we have back pains and other little pains. It is not the area. It's not the area that you think it is. It's usually something to deal with our core or running. So I'm on a break from running right now for a little bit. I start back soon. And having ankle stability goes a long way in terms of being able to take care of your health. Something as small as ankle stability. And so areas to some of the resources I like, just to make this a little more easier to understand, is I use a resource called RonWad. It's a subscription. It's a monthly subscription-based service, and it's 10 to 15 minutes, new lessons every day, new routines of daily mobility work. And it's been a godsend for me. Other things you can do is you can do yoga. Of course, you can do Pilates. You can, when you're working out, don't forget to train your core. Don't forget to use the band, do things like band pull-aparts for the shoulder area. But for all intents and purposes, I really recommend most people to just look into RonWad, because it's a service that you pull up on your computer and you could just carve out 10 to 15 minutes at some point during the day and do a whole mobility routine. So it's awesome. So the second thing is strength. And this is just like it sounds. We're talking about strength training here. At the foundation of everything, I believe, of any training program, you must include strength training. And of course, there's the vanity purposes. There's the enhancement of your appearance and getting bigger muscles and everything. But there's also things such as bone density. And for a lot of us, and when I look at the genetic reports, a lot of people have a propensity to lose bone density rapidly. And that's due to an issue with vitamin K, vitamin D, and a few other things. And that's a whole different episode. But I believe it's around 30 years old. I don't remember the number, the age off the top of my head, but that we start to lose bone mass, bone density. And there's bone density tests. That's actually one of the things that we do test at the very beginning of any onboarding for a client is you're going to take their bone density to see where they are. And this is even bigger for women because women are going to lose bone density quicker than men are. And so I believe women, maybe it's around 27. So strength training is not just about enhancing your appearance, but it's also about preserving your health and longevity in the long run. And when we think about strength training, there's so many different methods and styles and routines that you can do. So I will share, generally, I recommend 3 to 6 days a week, 3 days minimum, 6 days, 7 days max. And that all depends on what your goals are, how much you enjoy it, and a few other things that are a little personalized, but generally around that 3 to 6 days a week of lifting, that is where most people fall into. So I'll give you some examples of some different splits that you can do. So for a 3 day split, when you only have 3 days to lift, or you only want to lift 3 days because you want to do other things on those off days, I generally recommend 3 full body workouts. So you can say Monday is a full body workout, Tuesday is a rest day or something else. Wednesday is a full body workout, Thursday is a rest, and Friday is a full body workout. And Saturday, Sunday is a rest day from the gym, but you could probably get some other type of activity in or include one of those other pillars that I'm getting ready to discuss. If you're thinking about a 4 day split, what you can do then is split your workouts up into an upper and a lower body. So you can have Monday's upper, Tuesday's lower, Wednesday's a rest, Thursday, Friday, and then Thursday's upper, Friday is lower. And of course, it doesn't always have to be Monday through Friday. I'm just making this easy in this example. You can have one of these days become on Saturday as well. So just play with the dates. If you want to do a 5 day split, something you can do then is you can do an upper, lower, and then split the rest into a push, pull, and legs. So how this would look is Monday would be an upper body day. Tuesday would be a lower body day. Now, Wednesday would be a push day. So pushing is things that I'm pushing horizontally, things that I'm pushing vertically. So a lot of chest, shoulders, in that kind of motion of horizontal and vertical pushing. And pull is going to be mostly posterior work where you're thinking about your back because you're pulling. And that could be Thursday. And then Friday could be legs. And that's 5 workouts on this 5 day split. And a 6 day split, you can do push, pull, legs. And you can do that 2 times. So Monday's push, Tuesday's pull, Wednesday's legs, Thursday's push, Friday's pull, and Saturday is legs. And that's just a very small sample of what you can do. You can really play with this and get creative with it. That's just a very nuts and bolts version of how you can split your strength training routine into off. Now, the next category is aerobic training. This is also an area that I've recently fallen in love with. It's not something that I've was in love with a long time ago, but I have a lot more appreciation with it. And it's also a very core pillar when it comes to longevity. And when we're thinking about aerobic training, one of the key areas is to look into zone 2 training. And from what I've been reading, 3 hours is the minimum effective dose of a week with zone 2 training. So this can be broken into 3 60-minute segments, or you can do 4 45-minute segments. And as you're doing zone 2 training, you can do some VO2 training on the bike, which seems to be the preferred method for a lot of people. But you can also do this on the Stairmaster, the treadmill, or any other machine. And one of the things that I've learned and is, I think they call it the 4x4 protocol or method. And what you can do is go intense, go all out, your highest input for 4 minutes, and then rest for 4 minutes and do 5 sets of that. And this can be on the bike, this could be on a Stairmaster, a treadmill, or any other machine. And over time, your VO2 max will most definitely improve. And improving your VO2 max is going to improve your overall longevity and your biological aging and the rate at which you age and everything. And the last category is anaerobic training. This is high intensity training. It's really popular. 2 days per week is pretty good generally. And this could be Tabatha's. This could be jump rope. this could be a, well, jump roping could be also aerobic depending on how hard you go. But let's, for this example here, let's say it's jump roping, but you're rope, but you're skipping intensely. This could be rowing intensely, biking intensely, basically anything where you're running out of oxygen very quickly and you have to get those other reserves to come in, help in. So that would be high intensity training for 2 days per week. And so as a general thing, let's say you had someone who's just looking to get started with this, I would say program stability in every day by doing some type of mobility work. Commit to 3 days of lifting weights. Have those other alternative days be days where you're working on your cardiovascular system, splitting those between aerobic and anaerobic. And what you've done by just that simple framework to get started, you have incorporated every single one of these pillars in their necessary dosages. And that is going to improve your longevity. That is going to improve your body composition. That is going to improve your overall mood. And all of that combined is going to improve how you show up every day in your personal life and in your professional life. So I hope this episode has been a benefit to you. Any questions, as always, reach out to me on social or shoot me an email. And with that said, I should say, stay awesome, be limitless. And as always, go be superhuman. Peace.
If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go. And then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.